It's our understanding that graduation rates in Albuquerque public schools for young men of color, with Native American men being the lowest, are significantly under a 50% mark, which most of you who are educators know is a failing grade. Not that we want to apply a grade to schools, like we shouldn't probably apply grades to students, but that's a whole other forum. I want to know as a school board member, because this problem is decades old, right? It's not a modern problem. We can look back at Native, Chicano, and other activists who've been organizing around the graduation rates in APS for decades. How are we going to address the fact that, in particular, Native American men have a significantly low graduation rate? And the story that I want to quickly tell is, we make young people feel really bad about dropping out when the counter story that's important for us to tell is the majority of young men of color in APS are not making it. And that's not on, as much as it's the responsibility of young men of color, that's on APS. When you have 60%, 70%, and in the cases of Native American men, close to 80% not graduating, we have to really start to ask, how do we fundamentally change probably everything about the schools to do that? So what are we going to do about graduation rates, and in particular for young men of color?
And just remember that we do have a timekeeper, and you have 30 seconds to answer these questions.
Let's see, with 30 seconds, I would say that the first thing that pops in my mind is that we need meaningful professional development for teachers working with these young men of color to help them with the problems that are driving them out of schools. So maybe it's that we're not, you know, teaching culturally enough. Maybe we're not, supporting them with tutoring or whatever it is that we need to do. But I would say that we just need to work on that. We need to keep working on it.
Okay. For me, as a young man of color who didn't graduate, my fundamental reason for me failing out wasn't that there was a particular individual teacher that I had a problem with. My issue is with the overall school system itself. The curriculum wasn't engaging, the way it functioned, the way it grades work, the way homework works, none of it really worked. But I really wanted to take this opportunity to really give Together for Brothers an actual shout out, because if they had existed when I was in high school, my life would have been a million times better. Like, I cannot stress that enough, that their organization is what's keeping the city together.
Yeah, definitely organizing and voice and that sense of empowerment of this is ours and this is what I deserve and I'm going to fight for it is absolutely critical. I mean, the other thing is to look at, now I know how it feels when people come to the board and talk. root causes. What is it that's going on that we've got to address? I mean, transportation. Sometimes it's something as simple as transportation that you guys have taken on, analyzed, studied. So it's based on what's really happening. It's based on listening. And then it's based on let's do something about it. And that's the attitude that we all need to take.
Well, I will also give a shout out for Together for Brothers. I had the pleasure of working with Chris when we were first starting all of this work with the Prevention Institute. But you know what I love more about what you guys are doing is that it's also creating that self-awareness, and it's really about talking with young men about being young men and what does that mean, because I don't think that there's a lot of spaces where they get to explore themselves as just individuals and what it means to be a young man. I've always been really worried about the demographics of our young men and what's happening to them, but I think that space to just be a young man in that space together to learn about yourself and that self-awareness is critical.